marvelous one here on IndianRadio.com. I'm sorry. I even the music, that was so bad. I'm not even going to talk about the pose off because I'm trying.
We had literally pose off from three middle-aged men.
Yeah.
It was not. Avert your eyes. Avert your eyes, everyone.
Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Charles Barkley would have been embarrassed by that. But to the marvelous ones, the sci-fi desert continues.
Hey, there's a link. Desert in the movie of choice.
Oh, yeah. Movie of choice was Stargate, I believe.
1994.
Yeah,
that was your pick.
In. You
funny,
know,
none of my picks are making it, but go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just my quick to tell you. I always liked that movie. Now, I never watched the series, the shows.
Oh, I was all over the series.
I never watched any of those. I might, because they came out in the 90s. I didn't see it. I only saw the movie for the first time on like television in probably the 2000s. So it's kind of, you know, I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was interesting.
Did you watch both or just one or two? Oh, no sound on Warren.
I saw Stargate in the theater and
the TV series.
And I watched all the series. There was three of them.
So that's two of us. Okay. I kind of tapered off when they brought the other people there from the other show, from the other sci-fi show, Farscape. They brought like two or three characters from Farscape into Stargate.
Yeah, in the last three or four, maybe five seasons.
That long?
Claudia Black was. I always had a thing for her.
She's got that Trinity thing going. Trinity was even hotter. But they weren't that classic beauty by any stretch, but they were smoking sexy as heck. Heck, I said it.
You should.
Sexy as heck. So continue. Phil.
I was trying to figure out who Claudia Black is. I've never heard of her.
Well, you never watched Farscape. It's like
she
trying
was,
to figure
she was
out.
Officer Soong in Farscape. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of her character name in.
That's a poll.
Oh, she was in Pitch Black. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She is like a sci-fi queen. She is in all kinds of sci-fi stuff.
Yeah. Her premiere, though.
Podcast queens.
Nice wrist throw.
Flagrant
boy.
It's like playing Yahtzee. Woo.
Yahtzee. But go ahead. You're going to talk about your. We'll all throw in our perspectives, but you were still
so
go through.
I still enjoy that movie.
Such a New York. I enjoy that movie. Yeah, look at that.
I enjoy that movie, huh? You know, the guys, and they get in the ring thing, and they go over there, and there's some deserts and some people, and they got some food there. It looks like chicken, but it ain't. You know, it's some armadillo looking thing. No.
Rocco!
Anyways, well, I don't know how to eat without the gravy, but whatever. I've always enjoyed that movie. I don't know why.
I know why. You've got a fascination with ancient alien pyramid Egyptian space.
Well, that too.
We don't know why.
Yeah,
even I know why. I don't even like you.
It's like ancient aliens, and
it totally is.
It kind of brings back some of all the stuff I enjoy, right? Like the history and the ancient aliens.
See, you have a different perspective. There were in the series, shocker, forgive me if it's a little crass. No, but remember I shared it with you because I was alarmed and shocked. The original TV series had boobies.
Yes,
it did.
Oh, I thought there was a version of the movie with boobies. I've been scouring the internet.
No. The pilot for the TV show had boobies, like naughty boobies. It wasn't like, you know.
Not just a little bit.
Yeah,
there quite Stargate the show.
Yes,
yeah, the very first episode
the
of
the very
TV
first
series.
Show. I shared that with you years ago with all of you because I was in shock, and then I replayed it maybe two dozen times. But the point being, because it was even like flagrant boobies, you know, like a slave girl in the back,
like what we
straight
saw
up
today in the pose off, right?
Oh, not as good.
Dude, boobies, that's terrible.
All right, continue though. Before we're going off, talk about the Stargate the movie.
Okay, Stargate the movie. I like the history. You know, you find the Stargate, you got to solve the puzzle. A lot of things I kind of like. The nerdy guy played a believable nerdy guy.
Ultron.
And he carries over to the TV show. That character, the actor and the character, both.
Well, definitely the character, but the actor, I thought they got the other guy. The actor is a different dude.
No, same actor.
No, it's not. Absolutely
it's
not? Not.
Man, they look absolutely so much wrong. Alike then.
Well, they did a good job of capturing the iconography. But no, that's Ultron, dude. In the movie. That's Ultron. And
that's all that, Ultron?
Yeah, and all the black... Yeah, all of the... I forgot that TV show. The black thing.
The Blacklist guy?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm forgetting his name.
Okay, I did not pull
Mind blown?
That.
Mind blown, huh? No, yeah, Daniel's totally different on the TV show. Totally different actor. I mean, they caught the theme, you know, right on the nose. But that's freaking Ultron.
I missed that. I did not.
That was
pull
James.
That
was James Spader playing Daniel.
Yeah, who's been around forever and everything.
Yeah. Who is I did Ultron? Not catch.
Hey, Fernando.
Okay, well, let me rephrase it. The actor who played Daniel in the TV series did a great job of imitating the guy from the.
Well,
from
the character.
Movie.
The character.
Yeah, the character. Yeah, I was.
There's
I
a
was,
bunch.
I have always thought it was the same guy.
No way. I mean, that TV show was great. Don't get me wrong, but it was a small series filmed in Canada. He wouldn't have, that would have been a downgrade from his for as an actor. Now he's been in James Spader. I mean, he's a legend, man. He's an icon. He's been in everything. That's why I'm sure I'm a little surprised you didn't catch when I said Ultron.
Well, you said Ultron, and I was like, I don't know what he's talking about. I thought you meant I was a character in one of the. Of the Stargate movie.
Nah, you know I like cross-referencing franchises
I
that
know,
don't make sense.
I know.
It's my thing.
Yeah, this dude,
continue,
Michael
though.
Shanks, is nowhere near Ultron. He doesn't even look like a robot.
Well, yeah, because I'm not. You got me itching now to get my take. What's the rest of your
take?
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Because you're. I was like,
my
I don't want to be
still
rude.
Blown. You kind of screwed me up.
You're doing. You've got the figures and squares
because,
and pie in the air.
You got Ultron because you got you like heading towards a like. Epic battle because you got Ultron and then you got
Ultron?
Kurt Russell from Monarch Legacy of Monsters.
Yeah, he's fighting Godzilla and King Kong.
Hulk Godzilla right there, or King Kong Godzilla right there.
Kurt Russell's he's in everything. He's that's a career, man. Yeah, even as a kid, wasn't he with that Disney old Yellerish or something? He's been in like he was like a young kid. His start was in Disney, so
he's
been
in
around
everything.
And you know, Mary Goldie Hawn and the daughter is hot and all the things. He's lived a blessed life. Lucky feller. So now you're making me go back when I'm thinking. Now I believe I just moved to LA after the see the month, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'd moved to LA at this point. So this one is one of those first movies like Independence Day-ish when I moved to LA. And you know, so filmmaking didn't quite hook in. What I'm trying to get at is the technology was pretty dang good. This was like a legit movie. I don't remember. I took it for granted after Star Wars and so on and such. It wasn't as robust as Star Wars. However, the CGI was on point.
The CGI was good for its time.
Really?
90?
Yeah. 94.
But luckily, there was more practical I mean, more practical
which is fine,
effects, which I like better.
But I mean, it started kind of rudimentary because my one memory from this was – oh, wow, when they actually went through the Stargate, that was like modern CGI at the time. Now you've got it in Thor and the modern Star Wars, whatever. But I was like, oh, cool, when they're going through the bubble. But then when I saw the pyramid, you know, land and the different things and then the rings, I was like, oh, this is, I mean, they went into, this was high production value. I don't remember it being this good. And then
it held up.
You saw the difference, like, you know, I pulled, which wasn't a big pull, James Spader, but you saw the little other actors from like oh he's from Miami Vice oh that person's from this Leo you know, just you know people who are you know strong character actors in their time but this was a grand movie some of it you had to hold your nose on a little bit but the writing was intricate when you had Ra and he was an alien this wasn't like a simple whitewash like Disney Plus streaming reboot film this was like legit like they got into the intricacy there were some intricacies of
It
whether
was,
it's each different culture.
It was long, right?
Yeah.
Over,
I didn't
yeah.
finish it. Yeah. I didn't finish it. Actually, yeah. I still have like 10 minutes.
I forgot how it ended. I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember them fighting with Ra and the other, you know, whatever his minions there. Mm-hmm. But I forgot
Jaffa.
About them sending the nuke up and blowing up the pyramid in space.
Well, they did a good job of, like, they did a very good job of Star Trek Captain Kirk, like, they're not getting out of this. They're screwed. Yeah. There's no. They put them in the water pit. How can you get out of the water pit? Or you know, like I mean, you got to kill the people. You're out. I mean, this is where you had to hold your nose a little bit. Oh, like I was like, why are the villagers shooting the sky when they, you know, like, how, oh, they knew how to take the safety off and had to, you know.
They had good name.
You know,
maybe they were cops.
Those aren't the easiest guns to figure out just from whatever. And, these are good actors. I mean, I was looking Kurt Russell dead in the eye, and I know there's nothing but cameras all around him. There's no rod in front of him. There's no whatever spaceships. I believed his face, him and Spader. They're top talent actors. Oh. I believed that they were in that space and they were those people. They had spaceships. And the last thing I'll say, it was a little, not jarring, but a little bizarre, weird. They kept all the music from the TV show. You know, the themes when there's action moments or the raw moments. I remember that music from the TV shows, which I really liked. I loved MacGyver in that. But they kept the same music, so that was a little weird. But original stuff, The Rings, I don't know if that's original, but original to me, to transport.
That's the first time I'd seen those in that movie. You know,
all the things.
Say, I saw surprised. A lot of things there. Like, I saw a well-thought-out movie, right? Like, And it's something that was like believable, like even the beginning, like it's like, okay, we solved this, and then you bring a guy in, and they're not, the government isn't telling them, you know, everything.
That's where you had to hold your nose a little bit, because it's James Spader's character's like, he knows all the stuff. He'd figured it out in 2 hours, what it took them like 2 years to do. It's like, but then you see like a lab tech just strolling around, like, how did he get clearance? How come
James Spader didn't get clearance? He's a military guy. I think that was the whole point of that, right? I suppose. Said they didn't bring in experts on Egyptology, they built it, they brought in military experts and all this other stuff, and then the guy slips up and he's like, well, that's not, you know, that doesn't match the other symbol or whatever, and he's like, or that's not on the book, or that's not on the ring, and he's like, what?
But even that actor, he's been in a bunch of stuff. It's like, oh, it's kind of like seeing Newman in
in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. No. Yeah, from Jurassic Park, but seeing him in the naked
Seinfeld.
Movie. No.
Tina naked? What are you talking about?
Oh my God, really? With Sharon Stone when she did the leg thing over and under.
Oh, Basic Instinct.
Yes, thank you. I couldn't think of a name to save my life.
Newman naked and something. I'm like, I don't know what
that's called. It's called projecting, Phil. That's you want to see him.
No, I'm not.
My point is to see that. Exactly. I saw him there's a electronics store in LA called Fry's. I saw a big dude at the time. Actually saw him pushing a cart in the store. He's a lot bigger than you think. Anyway, the point is to see him from Jurassic Park to Basic Instinct. That's what seeing that one guy you're talking about going, you know, oh, we couldn't figure this. The seventh element, you know, because he plays more of a nerd dork.
Yeah.
In the other stuff, and it's kind of Kurt Russell was obviously this is a 30-plus-year-old movie. He was in shape. He was pretty tight. Yeah. He looked like a young soldier.
Just a few years later, he plays almost the same character in the movie Soldier, where he you know, I don't know if you guys remember that one. It's a sci-fi movie where, you know, soldiers were specialized, you know, developed soldiers were taken to another world and dropped off because they were no longer needed. And it was a world where the humans dropped all their trash. So
Detroit,
pretty close to it. But his Jack was very much like the soldier he played in the movie.
It made his role in Monarch. It was like seamless. Now he's the old, you know, old general, whatever. And Monarch, it was like, okay, I could easily see the same Jack, you know, whatever, 30 plus years later.
Yeah, oh, I didn't even think about.
And he's fighting monsters, and now you know he's got alien pyramids. Again, I'm
Kurt Russell's badass dude.
I'm like, dude, this guy had a career. He's very subtle, but powerful.
Well, he started off as a kid actor.
That's right? What I said. In Disney's, the old Disney's. But if we IMDb'd him Wikipedia, I bet you his IMDb known for. Like top six movies are iconic, like right off the bat, you know. And this isn't even iconic for him, but he did a really great job.
Yeah,
I mean, but you're saying quiet. I can think. I mean, Tombstone, Hateful Eight, he's Snake Plissken.
No, that's what I'm saying. But they're not like he's
God.
Tom Cruise, who just like is idle at the top tier. But he's been in an incredible amount of movies. So much props,
Santa Claus, Guardians of the Galaxy. Man, he's been in some really big
Yeah.
movies. Here's it. No, the true hero is his agent. He got him all those.
Yeah.
People don't know how hard it is. Well, everybody knows it's hard to
Oh my
be an
God.
actor. It's
I'm
so hard
naming
to be an
all these
actor.
movies and I didn't name his biggest and best.
The New York, what? Escape from New
Big
York?
Trouble in Little
That's the
China.
one I've been not
Oh
understanding.
yeah. Excellent
Great
movie.
movie. Yeah.
Big old Jack Burton here on the talking box fighting the Chinese
Yeah, unfortunately, that's getting a remake in the near
Is it?
future.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
it'd be terrible.
It's I don't know.
blasphemous.
It's
Blasphemy.
I just can't see it, but they're doing it.
Blasphemy.
Speaking of blasphemy,
One of my favorite
we're
movies.
looking behind Warren. He's got all. It's not even Thanksgiving. He's got the
Hey,
stockings and the.
the wife starts early because she's got a lot of
Who's
trees to
we?
put
We
up.
know who the boss of the house is. Thanksgiving
No.
starts on. I mean, Christmas starts Thanksgiving Eve at the very earliest.
It's
God
not
bless it.
Christmas Eve. It's not Christmas time to Mariah Carey tells everybody she wants me. That's all I'm saying.
We
That's
need a
all I'm saying.
Macy's parade or something. That's the flare gun to get things
Yeah, till you
going.
see Santa's coming down old
Well,
what you call Fifth Avenue.
yeah.
Hey, now you got me thinking Mariah Carey coming down
Yeah.
the
You
See
hear
what you
that
guys
music?
did
Listen, I
to
know
me?
women hate it. Guys hear that music like it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
here.
Here's your outfit, honey. Woo!
Jingle bells.
But yeah, Phil. But I'm gonna go back to Stargate because
Yeah,
Phil
you
hit
didn't. You didn't get your take.
Phil
Your take.
hit the well. This is the movie that launched a gigantic mythology. For me, it's the same level as Star Trek and Star Wars. It just
What?
doesn't get. It just does not get the same
No.
attention.
No.
Okay, well let's look
It
at
is solid.
it. No, it's a solid movie, but we're
15.
talking.
What is it? 13, 14, 15 years as a TV series. Stargate, SG-1,
I'm not taking that away, but Star
two
Wars?
spinoffs, four other movies.
Teal'c?
Yep. I mean, the mythology that these writers put together did an outstanding job.
Yeah,
And
10
it's it,
seasons.
it
Wow, I just Googled that because
10
I had
seasons?
no
I thought it was
idea.
more than that.
10 seasons, but there
And
was
then,
another
yeah,
Stargate,
Stargate Atlantis and
Atlantis
Stargate
and Universe.
Universe. There were
Oh, and
spinoffs.
Stargate Infinity. I don't know what that was.
Xfinity
And then,
Wars.
oh, that's a cartoon.
Yeah. And then there was like three or four made for TV movies.
Did not know that.
Honestly, though, what made the TV show, and I'll put myself out there without too much thought, MacGyver. The actor, he held that show together. If it wasn't for him, because he was funny. It's like he lost his memory or something, and they're trying to figure out stuff. He's like he idolized like a kind of a chubby guy with short sleeve button up shirt. It was Homer Simpson. It wasn't the general. I mean, the stuff they caught. It was some good clever writing, first time, and it was like that. That was the era of like Xena and
Oh,
Hercules.
yeah,
That
good
was that
error
year,
in TV.
because that's when I made it to L.A. and I was doing boxes for games with like Hercules and Stargate or Babylon 5. That it took me back to that era. But I'm apologies, I interrupted you, Warren.
No,
But
well, it's just, that's where I was headed, though, was that
I mean, he's
it's
got a
such a
point.
yeah,
It's
it's right up there with Star Wars. It's
I
right
don't
up
know,
there
I
with
can't
Star
accept
Trek.
that. You're throwing me off with Star Wars and Star
All
Trek.
right. But
That's elite. That's elite class.
what other
That's Sydney Sweeney.
genre,
That's the
whatever
best.
thing, yeah, but
Jeez.
what else is out there that you can compare it to? There
Especially
are
the
no, there
Matrix.
are none.
And this is even different because Star Trek was TV series that went to movies. This was a movie that transformed well into a TV. I didn't I
watch
don't
it, but you're
know.
saying well into a TV show, and that's kind of weird. Even Star Wars struggled at that.
I would put Star Wars at the epitome of movies. Star Trek, the best at back and forth movies, TV series.
Yeah.
And this one, I'll begrudgingly say third because I haven't put thought into it, but I don't
I
know. It's
didn't say
tough
it
to put
was number
Star.
one. I'm saying it's right up there with them.
I don't know if I could put it up there.
If you're putting it in third place, then it's right there with them.
I think Zeus is looking down on Olympus on this one. It's not quite the deity living on Mount Olympus.
Yeah, I
Star Wars
would
and Star
say that, but
Trek.
I'm just trying to think.
The
Battlestar
reason I
Galactica never could pull movies off.
no,
Babylon 5
that
couldn't
series
pull
was money.
movies off. Buck Rogers couldn't pull movies off.
Buck Rogers, that was
Five.
good.
Dear, bit a bit a bit. She made me a bit a bit.
Mel Blanc, Bugs Bunny, all of them. Well, gosh, I had some. Oh, fudge! I forgot my thought. It was incredibly relevant. You guys have dumbed down my thoughts. It's true. True story.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool. I might have to look into this, find
Oh,
out.
I had a thought. Like, guys, I'm watching this, and here's the thing. And we've had whatever measure of success when we come on here, because the newest Squad or Stranger Things or whatever show that we go off on, it's current and trending. We're doing a deep pull, so I'm going to presume a lot of our listeners are going, "Oh yeah, I thought about that." I was thinking the same thing, or at least something along those lines. We're pulling a movie that no one,
Haven't talked
Jen,
about in a while.
or no one's ever seen, or like us, we haven't seen forever. So when we're getting excited about it, I'm wondering if any of our listeners are getting the same vibe. They may be just catching on us being buffoons, but to actually dig deep into the actual content, I think there's a disconnect. I don't know. That was a thought I was having to watch, because unless you've watched it like recently-ish,
Yeah,
or
but here's what I would say is I hope this what we're doing right now inspires people to go back and watch some old movies. Or old TV
I'll say no. There's the competition out there for
shows.
media. I mean
Yeah, but
TikTok.
there's a
Yeah, there.
lot of junk since COVID.
No, I'm just saying right now, the current mentality,
Yeah,
you've got 23 seconds and that's
20. This
you
was
tell
a
people to watch a
2.5 hour movie.
movie.
You're gonna be like, F you. But it might be a long Netflix and chill, right? Like you get the deed done and still catch the end. Right, like, I don't know.
Well, if I'm interpreting Netflix and chill, you don't actually finish the movie. I don't know
No,
what I'm
it runs, and then
talking.
you're like, oh, what's that there? Are those ancient
I
aliens?
thought Netflix and chill was
Yeah.
a different platform
Well,
scenario.
it's so there is some new Stargate news that just came out this week. So the
Boo.
timing was perfect for this watching
Boo.
this movie.
I already see it coming. I'm boo. Go.
Amazon owns the Stargate universe right now.
I'm
I
so
don't know if I
terrified.
trust Amazon to have a Stargate.
They
They
blew
probably
Lord of the
keep
Rings.
building the dude.
Yeah, they don't have a
Whatever
good
guy.
track record, but they are going to come out with a new Stargate series run by the same people who run the original Stargate
See,
SG-1 series.
I'm more worried a bit they bought the 007 Bond series. That
Yeah,
terrifies
that's
the heck
true
out of me.
too.
Because, I mean, they may pull it off, don't get me wrong, but Lord of the Rings was so bad.
Yeah.
So,
Well,
so bad.
they have said that it's not going to be a reboot. It's going to be the next chapter. So,
Yeah.
Colonel O'Neill, they'll probably make some guest stars, but it's going to be the next chapter of Stargate. And so it's not going to be
Okay.
anything. It's not going to be a reboot. It's not going to be a tear down.
Warren,
It's just continue. I'm just telling you what Amazon put out.
what I'm telling you is, again, just my little pinhole into the industry. Words are fantastic. Hollywood is great. It's, oh, we're gonna do it. How about, let me put in perspective for you. Kathleen Kennedy said dot dot dot. Now.
All right, I gotta go back to something you said.
Which one?
You were just pooping on the job they did on Lord of the Rings. I thought you liked that movie.
No, Lord, they bought Lord of the Rings. They did a series on Amazon, not the
Oh,
movies.
I didn't even
Yeah.
know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They did it. I mean,
I
it was
should know,
right.
like, wait, I thought you liked those
I know. I
movies.
love those. Well, the first one, the point is, it was, let me put that in perspective. It was at the height of the woke
No.
era. And then they said, hey,
Woke and
let's,
COVID was just terrible for entertainment.
I don't know.
That's
You
why
just,
everybody's rotting their brain on TikTok. It
Well,
is.
again, we'll see if the tide has turned with the current things in production.
The
We'll see in
tide is
27,
high,
28.
but we're holding
27,
on.
28. We're gonna have to wait. See. What was that?
The tide is high, but we're holding on. I don't know. We were just pulling stuff from old stuff in the
I don't
'70s.
know where that's from. Where you, spoiler, it's not coming. Tides.
Blondie?
Oh, see,
The
you had me in the
tide
movie. I
is
wasn't.
high.
I know it, but you. I didn't. My brain work was not in the music quadrant. It was a totally film
Eyes
and
jumping
TV,
all around. Anyways,
like
I
Cypress
guess we
Hill.
got time to talk about one or two. Well, I don't know. I guess we kind of wrapped up on that. I enjoyed it. I was glad to watch it. I
We
totally
recommend
forgot
it
the
to
ending.
our
Yeah, I
listeners.
definitely would recommend it. It's just something to kill a few hours and be like, hey, I mean, like you said, the CGI for the time was good and it doesn't
It was
look
excellent,
terrible
actually.
now, right? Like you can watch it and it's not like, Jesus, look at the wires holding up the spaceship.
Or
I
the
mean,
CGI figures look like half
yeah.
cartoon. They
Yeah.
were like,
It forced, but you gotta put it in its time context. The practical effects were good even about today's standards. The CGI was really nice for its time
Look
period.
at you with the words, the practical effects. Look at you
I
fancy.
saw
You got
he
your
put up his
pinky.
hand and he started bobbing his head. So I don't know what
One
pinky went up. The pinky went up.
another thought insight that came to my head brains as watch as watching this. The 80s were awesome, and I know this is the early 90s, but it's still riding the coattails of the 80s. Everything is being rebooted from our era. Everything. There's the Highlander. You can rattle off all the different titles. Please, an original idea. I know it's a gamble to make money, but Christ, the
Well, at
everything's a
least if you're
reboot from
gonna
our time.
remake it, don't poo-poo it. Take it serious. Yeah, that's the big part of it. Don't put your spin on it. Make it good.
Well, just be, I'm not gonna say original isn't the best word. Be a craftsperson, craftsman, craftswoman, whatever. Look at how they did the three Spider-Man movie. That took care. They took a lot of craftsmanship, and people who wrote that, they knew the genre, they knew the characters, and they cared about it. They didn't just say, let's make Starbuck a woman. Let's change things around here. And I mean, I reference Battlestar
I
Galactica.
know
That had spirit.
Starbucks is pretty hot as a woman. I'm just saying.
And she's kind of a cool actress, a human being on top of that. My point is, it's just like, let's change this real quick. No, keep it. This goes back to the other stuff, even straight up comic books, where you change race, change gender, and change the mating preferences. Like, don't do that. Make a brand new character if you like. No one cares. However, don't turn Nightcrawler into this. He's kind of an Errol Flynn, and he's Catholic. But then you throw it, to the dogs when you just change his genders, this and that, and
Yeah.
it just drives me nuts when I see that. It's
Okay.
that's my
That
own.
I think
I
that's
agree.
Hollywood's biggest problem right now is they're just not coming out with original stuff.
I again,
Speaking
on
of
both
non-original
sides,
stuff,
defending
they
that it's
have a
expensive.
release date for the Stargate continuation movie. They're shooting for 28.
Now, why are you bringing that up? There's going to be a whole bunch between them, man.
Yeah,
26,
dead by
20.
then. You could be. But we were talking about Stargate the movie and the Stargate
Okay, all right.
universe and
Yeah, no, I
everything,
get
so it was a
that. I'm
perfect
just saying,
fit.
I'll be dead by then. That's
So
quite possibly. Warren,
Almost
should
3
we put
years.
out the ads now for the third?
Or we could do a Deadpool. When and where he's going to drop dead.
Well, no, then
The
that well
way
then
things are being released, it's like a Deadpool should be whether or not we'll be alive to see it, the way stuff people are talking.
you're not thinking ahead. If you put a bounty house on his head, that
I never think ahead. No
quicken
one's
the.
gonna kill me for money.
Well, if there's a Deadpool thing on the TMO, your spot.
Yeah, whatever. Don't
Yeah.
matter. I
Well,
just
we
have a
can look
life and a
forward. The
family.
things are. Another thing we half mentioned before the show is the AI CGI is getting a little too crisp. Not there yet. But they're oh look there here's a screen grab from the shooting of Doom Secret Wars or Avengers Doomsday, and it's clearly not. I mean it's almost there, but there are obvious discrepancies going, like that's not happening, but it's making you
Yeah,
second guess
I'm
for a
a
second.
little, I used to like fan-made stuff because I was like, oh yeah. Now I'm like, meh. I'm like,
But I'm
meh.
telling you, the future, and I'm there's part of me that's honestly looking forward to it. When we can take our faces and whatever and put them on any character or take other people's, I could be, Luke Skywalker and I can pick anybody,
No, you
high
couldn't.
school crush,
You couldn't be Luke
technology. Technology. I could be an Indiana Jones.
Skywalker.
You could be Indiana Jones minus 300 pounds.
I mean, people would look at you and be like,
I don't care about people.
yeah,
I can
Luke
watch it on my
Skywalker
own.
wasn't a dork.
I can watch it on. Yes, he was.
Well,
Yeah. My point is, you can mix and match. You could. I mean, I'm making it personal with me, but you could say, no. You know what? I want this other person to play Indiana Jones. It'll
we'll
be
be back next
fun.
week.